The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley Carnes in the United States. The impeachment process rolls on. Any major development on that today?
Not really. I mean, everything is as expected. They're moving forward. They're going to have the official vote, and then they'll kick on to the Senate. I think all eyes really are on the Senate now, because the expectation is what it's been in the House, and then we'll get on to the Senate, where, for example, in this coming week, we expect that Rudy Giuliani will be back with a bunch of information that he will have dug up in Ukraine and elsewhere. So we'll see where all this is going to go, but it's about to get more interesting than it's been, I think.
Bit of attention on Korea today, and not North Korea this time, South Korea. Of course, the US has had a presence there since the 1950s. That's going to be lessened a fair bit.
Well, yeah, a bit. People don't realize, many don't, in this country or maybe most places, that the U.S. has had military bases dotted all over South Korea. The U.S. is giving back four of them, and this is something that the South Koreans have wanted for some time. It's become something of a contentious issue. But there are also 13 other completely vacated and closed sites ready to be returned, according to U.S. Forces Korea. So, I mean, when I heard that, I thought, wow, we got 13 others that we don't even need anymore. No wonder they want them back.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people and a lot of resources, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a lot of real estate because they're already vacated, those 13. So the people are not there. But the idea that there's these abandoned military bases, which are dotted with lots of buildings and other things that could be put to use, has a real value, no doubt. You know, anytime we close a military base, there's one, you know, within about 5 miles of me right now, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of units there that are just sitting there doing nothing at all.
Could go back there and reboot MASH.
Yeah, you would think that the government would do something with it, turn it over to private enterprise, turn it into condos, do something, but just sits there.
Mostly. Tell us about this attack on a Jewish store in New Jersey.
Yeah, police say it was a hate crime, at minimum possibly terrorism. They don't know yet for sure. A man and a woman with guns killed four people in a kosher grocery store in Jersey City, across the river from New York City, yesterday. The shooter was killed in a gunfight with the police who responded to the violence. Jersey City's mayor, Stephen Phillips, said the surveillance video makes it pretty clear what was happening and the motivation. The shooters killed a police detective who happened to be there, Joseph Seals, and three shoppers. Police found postings online, which made it pretty clear it was an anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish type thing.
The Virginia sheriff who's called the Second Amendment.
Well, this is, I think, interesting because, you think of cops being suspicious of people who own guns. But often that's not really the case at all. Not if you're an honest person. They don't mind at all if somebody who's law-abiding has a gun. In Culpeper, Virginia, the sheriff, Scott Jenkins, says the election of more Democrats in the state legislature and the declaration by the new governor that he's going to try to create even more laws against the ownership of guns. He says, well, if I need to, I'm just going to go out and first I'll screen them, and then I'll swear in as deputies all the citizens who want to be. Thousands of unpaid sheriff's deputies. That way they'll be able to carry their guns and have no problem. And it turns out he's not the only one. There are several counties in Virginia talking about doing exactly the same thing as Sheriff Scott in Culpeper County, because they're concerned that the Democrats have moved into power there. In Richmond may very well try to take down the Second Amendment by, fiat.
All right. Good on you, Harley. Thanks. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Harley Carnes.